This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the bowl, buy the book, the realside.com. You have to go to therealside.com to buy the book. The book is called, come on, everybody together, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you were taught to hate, especially over the last 8 years. But you don't have to. They don't even know what it means. Look, the people telling you to hate us, they don't even know what it means. And all those, some of you make fun of the title, but they're all labels the left gave us. They're all labels that the left gave guys like me. I don't know what they're trying to prove. I have no idea. And I'm not going to beat my brains out with it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I mean, really, seriously, I'm going to just jump right into it. You guys can figure out how to go to the website. I have Patreon.com there. I mean, a Patreon connection there where you can become a member of the group, a member of the party, one of our pips. Head over there, check it out. Let's see. I love this one. CNN's Margaret Hoover is accusing President Trump of fighting MS-13 just simply to appease white nationalists. Right? So does that mean that, ex-President Obama, he didn't fight MS-13. He let them in because he didn't like white nationalists, or I mean, I don't understand. Because nationalist, I don't know how you consider that a bad thing. So a nationalist is somebody who believes that America should come first. We should take care of our own first. So I haven't quite figured out why that's such a bad thing. Why you non-nationalists, if you would, believe that it's not good to put America first. Now, CNN's Republican pundit, the writer says I use that Republican in the loosest of way, Margaret Hoover rebuked President Donald Trump of going after or trying to appeal to white nationalists when Trump did the unthinkable, and he vowed to destroy the ultraviolet MS-13 gang. They also openly show his support for the police officers of Brentwood, New York. We don't want to do that. Why would we want to show, why would the President of the United States want to show support for police officers? It's a crazy thing to do, don't you think? During her needless appearance on Anderson Cooper 360 on Friday, Hoover did what her masters at CNN told her to do and said Trump was there to highlight the existence of criminal gangs. What he was actually doing is he was highlighting the existence of criminal gang that is South American or El Salvadorian. She said that most of the MS-13 crimes are affinity crimes and acknowledged that there are individuals from other countries. Sometimes there are citizens of the country. Sometimes they're not. Of course, American citizens get caught up in every violent criminal who is here should be deported, and they're on borrowed time. Apparently, she didn't see Tucker Carlson's piece, right, on the MS-13 gang members that he interviewed, and others have too. I'm just, Tucker's the most recent one, who unabashedly said, the kid was talking about how many people he killed. He killed family members. He killed other gang members. He was a soldier. Whatever they told him to do, he did. Because he said they were his family. They were the ones that took care of him when things went sideways. Now, she's talking herself into stupid, and she quickly stressed the political move that she thought Trump was attempting. She said, but there is a political move here to highlight people who aren't white, I think minorities, and to, you know, feed part of this this really white nationalist political support of Donald Trump. And this, and she said, if this overstates, I think what the real problem is that we have violent crimes, criminal gangs here in the United States, as well as full white people. She said this really wasn't a law and order speech at all. It was really a political speech. So somehow it's political to say, this just shows you how the lunacy just never ends. Somehow it's political to say, hey, we've got this element that was let into this country to hear illegally. They're not showing up for the hearings. They're MS-13 gang. They're one of the biggest gangs in the world. Not just here in the United States, in the world. All right? They're causing all kinds of havoc in the streets. They're killing people. They're bringing in drugs. They're a bunch of thugs. And somehow, when President Trump says, we're going to put them down, you think you're tough, our guys are tougher, our police are tough, aren't our police tough, our police are tougher. And I don't think he was being anything, but holding up our police department. Just say, hey, look, these guys, you think you're tough? We have tough. Our policemen know tough. But somehow she saw that as a white supremacist move of some kind. When Washington Post Phyllis Bump said that Trump's rally was really meant to tie immigrants to crime, others, you know, just jumped in and agreed. And it's just, so there's nothing. This is proof positive that there's nothing that president's going to say. Absolutely nothing. And I'm beating it up on purpose. That he is going to say, hey, I want to take crime off the streets. Yeah, well, we don't want you to do it your way. We want you to do it our way. We don't want you to do stop and frisk. We don't want you, you know, when you have gang types, you know, tattoos all over their faces, and they're in the Beverly Hills area, they're cruising the streets. You know, you can't profile them because they actually probably belong there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing that all logic eludes them. All. Not some, not a little bit. All. It all eludes them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm telling you, we'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're spending, being part of the conversation, sending me texts and tweets and ways that, not so much to check out the story I've talked about, but to add to the story that we're working on or what have you. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on. All right. So, with the announcement tonight of West Virginia governor switch from Democrat to Republican, it means the GOP is going to have full control of legislative and executive branch of 26 states, more than half, for those of you who don't have enough fingers and toes to figure it out. The Dems right now only have full control of about six states, which I think is really cool. Now let's see if we can screw it up or make it better. No, seriously, I mean that because, we were going to get the Senate, we got the House, we got the presidency, we were going to get A, B, and C done. Well, we didn't get A, B, and C done. We just didn't. Let's just be honest about it. So again, during the speech with President Trump, when West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, he announces tomorrow he's going down, he's going to re-register. So we'll see what that actually does. Now, Democrats now only have full control of the legislative and executive branch in 6 states. The population of GOP-controlled states are about 164 million, where the population of Dem-controlled states run about 50 million. And again, you look at what's going on. You look at what's being said. You look at what's happening out there. And all I can do is chuckle, because there's no way that there's just no way that Dems can say that the Republicans stole these things from them. I mean, they're going to beat up this Russian thing that the cows come home, but the Russians didn't change anything. The Russians didn't change one single vote. They didn't break into one machine. Did they put out emails, or did they leak emails, or did they allow that to happen so the public could make up their mind? Yeah, I think they may have. But still, the bottom line was, what did those emails have in them? I keep coming back to that. Tell me what they had in them that was false, because nobody denied them. Not any of Hillary's people denied them. And then Wasserman Schultz, when things were heating up, she books, she's lost, she's gone. Anyway, a writer at the North Star Post, obviously a left writer, decided that it's time to take a stand, really take a stand, at Chick-fil-A. Remember I couldn't pronounce the name of this place? I kept calling it Chick-fil-A. And he wants you to also boycott Chick-fil-A. So an attempt to get more tax write-offs, fast food and fried chicken joint, Chick-fil-A, continues to pay for anti-LGBTQ with more than $1.4 million in donations, right? 5 years ago, Chick-fil-A chairman, CEO Dan Cathy, came out and claimed that he and his Christian company were guilty as charged for opposing same-sex marriages because the company had a long history of anti-LGBTQ activism. Cathy saw no reason to change their ways even after the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex couples can legally get married. So, I see how this works. So, we're supposed to change our mindset because the Supreme Court rules on something, or a court rules on something, or they put a law into effect. So even if it goes 180 degrees against your religion, it doesn't matter. So if that's the case and you want us, you're forcing us, you want us to follow the law as the Supreme Court says, then back off of Trump. Hey, he won legally. He won constitutionally. So stop all your... Stop all your protesting. I was going to say whining, but okay, both of them. So it's amazing how they want to use law. A lot of these people will use law when it's in their favor. When it's not, they'll tell you the law is wrong. The ruling was wrong. Now, although Chick-fil-A professes to be a company with Christian values, it still bankrolls a number of anti-LGBTQ organizations. Nevertheless, Chick-fil-A doesn't want you to talk about that. I just want you to center their conversation around chicken. Now, I don't know what he means by anti-LGBTQ. When the nation learned that Chick-fil-A was donating tax-exempt money to charities that attacked LGBTQ rights, the nation, in large part, stopped buying their chicken sandwiches. Well, that's a lie. We already know that. We know that when Chick-fil-A was attacked, right, you couldn't get in the place. They were running out of food at their restaurants all across the country. So that's a lie. If it makes this person feel good, good for them. At the time, the company issued a statement claiming that they plan to treat every person with honor, dignity, and respect, regardless of their beliefs, race, creed, sexual orientation, and gender. Right. Because I think when you went to Chick-fil-A, I think there was a gay and lesbian detector at the front door. And so when the buzzer went off, they would throw you out. They wouldn't give you food. Right? If they saw two guys holding hands, they wouldn't give you food. If they saw two guys kiss each other, they wouldn't give you food, right? Isn't that how they operate? No, they don't. We know that they don't. So it's what I've been saying for years. I've been saying on the show for the years. It's not equality. It's not fairness. It's It's not righteousness they want. They want control. You do it their way or you're a hater. Period. End of discussion. Anyhow. Although the company said that these say these words, they refuse to back them up, which is another lie. For the last 5 years, Chick-fil-A has not instituted an LGBTQ inclusive and non-discriminatory workplace policy. And Chick-fil-A's foundation continues to support anti-LGBTQ organizations around the nation under the guise of being Christian. Wow. So now they're telling us what a Christian is and what it isn't. Now, according to the company's foundation, recent IRS filing, they gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to anti-LGBTQ organizations in 2015 alone. And those donations grew stronger and more prolific in the forthcoming years. Although Chick-fil-A's foundation's website claims to be focused on helping every child become all they were created to be, it only donated to organizations that do not support rights and equality for LGBTQ youth. So I'd like them to tell me exactly what those organizations are not allowing the LGBTQ kids to do. Kids or adults, for that matter. The Chick-fil-A Foundation donated $1 million in 2015 to the Fellowship for Christian Athletes. The organization has a strong anti-LGBTQ message. Really? Wow. Somebody said that to me? Its staff and coaches must spread Christian messages and adhere to strict sexual purity. Okay, what's wrong with that? This policy prohibits homosexual acts, even for married people. The Christian group believes that the Bible is clear in teaching on sexual sin, and we'll deal with more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Yeah, no dancing. No, really, no dancing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You see the shirt I have on? Hashtag stand, right? I want you to stand for America. You know, you go out to these places. When I went to Politicon, they had all these T-shirts, these resist T-shirts. I don't know what they're resisting. I'm kind of confused. But I want to hit them head on. I want them to see that we're willing to resist on our own terms, that we're willing to risk by standing on our liberty, standing on what we believe to be true, standing on the Constitution, the principles of the Constitution. So you can find the shirts up there at the store, therealside.com/store. You'll find shirts and coffee mugs and all kinds of the book, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I want to get back to the story. So this writer wants you to boycott, because it worked out so well the first time. Boycott. Matter of fact, I wasn't a big fan of Chick-fil-A. I'm still not. But when they called for the boycott of Chick-fil-A, I actually went down and bought 10 of those sandwiches and brought them to the studio with me. And there were, we'll just say there were a few people who weren't very happy with me. But I brought it anyway. And, you know, I ate some. People around us ate some. So, again, I mean, all you do is help. And they claim that Chick-fil-A is an anti-LGBTQ organization because, well, one of the reasons is they support traditional Christian organizations. Well, that's just terrible, isn't it? Because Chick-fil-A donated over $1 million in 2015 to the Fellowship for Christian Athletes. The organization has a strong anti-LGBTQ message. Its staff and coaches must spread Christian messages and adhere to a strict sexual purity policy. Terrible, terrible. They have that in parentheses. So it obviously bothers this guy or person that they have a strict sexual purity policy. This policy also prohibits homosexual acts, even for married couples. So, and this is where they're confused. Christians don't recognize marriage between anything but a man and a woman. And it's based on, yeah, that nasty Bible. So they don't consider you married. Married. At one time, I think the Catholic Church didn't consider you married unless you were married in the Catholic Church itself. And people had to deal with that. The Christian group believes that the Bible is clear in the teaching of sexual sin, including sex outside of marriage and homosexual acts. Like, all right, so let's go back to the sex outside of marriage. So what is it? They're anti-LGBT for that? They think they're backwards because they believe in that? They believe you should be married before you have sex? That's a terrible belief. How do you figure? Is there no more absolutes? I mean, that's kind of where my head goes to when I start reading these stories. Is there absolutely no absolutes anymore? It's just whatever you want to do, whatever feels good, just do it. It must be right because it feels good. So deny yourself nothing. Like I said, the first chapter in the book, I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. The first chapter of the book is absolutes? Absolutely not. So anyway, the story goes on to say the Bible is clear in teaching in sexual sin, including sex outside of marriage and homosexual acts. Neither heterosexual sex outside of marriage nor any homosexual act constitute an alternative lifestyle acceptable to God. Now, the Chick-fil-A Foundation also donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Paul Anderson Youth Home. That's a Georgia-based transformative organization, has one major thing in common with the Fellowship for Christian Athletes. It's also anti-LGBTQ. So if you're not, even if you're willing to allow them to exist, you're not coming after them, you're not doing anything negative towards them, you have to be brought down. But they don't adhere to the same rules. Their job is to come at you and come at you hard. The Youth Home wants to rid the world of all kinds of evil throughout the culture, including the explosion of homosexuality in the last century. Chick-fil-A's donations promote harmful ex-gay therapy where they try to change someone's nature. Chick-fil-A Foundation donated $130,000 to the Salvation Army. You know, the Salvation Army. There's a negative group right there. Nobody should ever help them. But they have a long history of anti-LGBTQ discrimination. Now, although the fast food joint promised to focus on chicken, there's still bankrolling organizations that promote anti-LGBTQ discrimination. Should the restaurant chain get out of politics and focus on food instead? No. I think they should do exactly what the LGBTQ community does. Really, give to groups, give to organizations that you believe in. Unlike the pro-LGBTQ groups, we don't try to shut down photographers. We don't try to shut down bakers. We don't try to shut down businesses that are pro-LGBTQ. I wouldn't even try to shut down a business that refused to do something for me because I'm a Christian and because of what I believe in. I'd say good luck to you and I'd move on. But I'm the hater. So for me, I don't, they're making a big deal out of nothing. They really are. So you have a group that believes, see, this is the part that they're missing. This is the part that they can't possibly understand because they hate everything about it. See, most people who are like this, their God is what they are. They make God what they are. They like their God because their God is accepting of every single action they take. I'm not just talking about sexual. I'm talking about how they treat other people, things that they do in the whole nine yards. Their God is in total acceptance. There are no rules. There are no things that you're not supposed to do. Oh, we hear all that stuff. You know, you're not supposed to hurt other people. It's okay to do what you're doing as long as it doesn't affect other people. We're supposed to love everybody no matter what they're doing. And in every lie, there's a little bit of truth. So it's real interesting to hear them speak like they have a clue on Christianity. When they say that a group is not very Christian because they're anti-LGBTQ. Now, that makes it sound like they're doing things negative against the group, and it's not true. They're just not in favor of your lifestyle because it goes 180 degrees against the book that they worship and the God they worship. Now, you can say that, well, that's because your God's hateful. No, here's the thing. If God created the universe, wouldn't he know how we should operate and what we should be doing? Those Christian churches that say abortion are okay, all they want is your money. They are the ones that want your money. They're afraid to say anything. They want you to feel good. They want you to love them. They want you to put your money in the basket. See, there is sin in the Bible. There are things you're not supposed to do. They're very specific. It's really, you know, if Jesus said, if you've lusted after a woman, I guess a man lusting after a man is going to be fine. Because he didn't say it. But what Jesus said, if you're lusting after a woman, you've already committed the act, you've already committed the sin. So whether you like it or not, how are you going to explain that one away? You're looking through Playboy, Penthouse, you're watching porn, you're lusting after a woman, you're committing a sin. It's really that simple. And it doesn't matter what the sin is. I'm just saying, in this particular case, but many of you would say, ah, oh, there's nothing wrong with porn. God made us sexual beings. My God's fine with it. Okay. What? How do you know this? We ask him, how do you know this? Well, because I know. Because God loves me, and I know he wants me to be happy. Really? So you don't have a Bible. You don't have any scripture. You just have feelings. I feel like I want to slap you in the head and make me very happy. And God wants me to be happy, so let me slap you in the head. It's a Joeism, but you see, you can't go on feelings. Your feelings don't matter when it comes to doing something right and wrong. There are times when a lot of us don't feel like getting out of bed to go to work. And nobody cares what your feelings are. The boss needs you at work. You might feel like you did a great job at work. You got a lot done. But you were 30% less productive than anybody else. So it doesn't matter what your feelings are. You're way behind everybody else. You know, I mean, I've had people tell me they didn't feel that so-and-so liked them. They didn't feel welcome in a certain area. I'm thinking, short of making you the queen or the king of the place, they were fawning all over you. So your feelings don't matter because you weren't open to anything. You walked in there thinking it was bad. So, I'm a guy that pushes. Your feeling, get your feelings under control. That doesn't mean you're a stone-cold fool. It just means get your feelings under control. Because your feelings will lead you awry. Your feelings are going to lead you in the wrong direction, more so than not. Hey, I'm Joe Messina's host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Head over to my website. Check things out. TheRealSide.com. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. Get involved in the conversation. The easiest thing to do is either hop up on the website, therealside.com, go on the Facebook page. There's a live chat room both places. I guess on Facebook it's a live feed. In the website it's a live chat room where people smarter than I are there, you know, talking about the show, talking about the topic, and you keep up with them. I mean, again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so you may find yourself much more excited with the people in the chat room. They catch things I totally miss. It goes right over my head. So the next story or set of stories, which are basically around the same issue, and I'm not making fun of these people. I really feel bad for them. I feel very, very, very bad for them. All right? I guess they're called, let's see. I don't even know what to call them. Transabled is what they're calling them. You know, remember, they don't want to call people handicapped anymore. They don't want you to call them disabled. I think it's differently abled or something like that. And I'm not making fun again. I'm just making statements here. Now we have the trans-abled. And this is what I've been saying for a long time. Where does it stop? Where does the trans thing stop? If transgender people don't like all this, because what do you have now? Now you have trans species, trans-abled, transracial. Where does it stop? So is it whatever you think between your ears, whatever you think is real and true? I'm just asking because I'm trying to understand. And the one story I came across tonight, now we've done these stories before. One woman who actually cut off her leg, right? I think it was. Because she felt she was born with an extra limb. Now think about that. You're supposed to have two. Right? You're supposed to have two. Two legs, two arms. You're not born with an extra one because you have two of them. Now, a woman who lives life in a wheelchair and she dreams about being paralyzed someday. Yeah, seriously. But the thing that bothers me is, who's helping her? Is there a doctor helping her? Is there a doctor working on her, working with her? Now, a 61-year-old chemist from Salt Lake City, Utah, identifies as, what is referred to as transabled. A woman is healthy, but dreams of becoming a paraplegic. She spends her days in a wheelchair, even though she has been able to walk, and doesn't need one because she's not paralyzed. Okay? You know, who chooses to be confined to a wheelchair? I mean, seriously, what sane person would decide that they want to live out their lives in a wheelchair? Anyhow, she says no one chooses to be confined to a wheelchair except for one woman, Chloe Jennings. She chooses to use a wheelchair to help her get around despite having perfectly good working legs. Now, Chloe lives in a disabled person because she wants to be disabled herself. Not only does she move around in a wheelchair, but she always uses leg braces that lock at the knee. However, when she gets to a flight of stairs, Oddities, you know, Central reports that she simply steps out of her wheelchair and walks up them. Well, why not really wear? I mean, really live like it. Chloe's very active as an athlete. She goes for ski rides, 12-hour hikes, all without her wheelchair or any kind of assistance. So the legs, she uses the legs when she wants to use the legs. So she really doesn't want to be. See, this is a problem. Chloe's able to be active because she's not impaired. She just likes to pretend. In 2008, this is what prompted doctors to diagnose Chloe with BID. That's Body Integrity Identity Disorder. Or, as it's referred to, as transabled. Now, BID is a psychological disorder that causes some people to believe they would be happier if they were disabled, such as a paraplegic or an amputee. Paraplegic or an amputee. It was a doctor who recommended that Chloe live her life as if she were disabled. Doctors suggested that she wear braces and get around in a wheelchair so that she wouldn't feel the urge to injure her own body. How about we work with her? How about somebody actually sit down and start working with her to help her get past through this? I mean, she admits to having fantasies around. She prays about being crippled, being a paraplegic. Which is really funny because, frankly, she doesn't use her legs right now, or as little as she can. But she uses her hands everywhere. Does she really understand what it would be like? And what if there's a shot that could give her, that would paralyze her for, you know, a couple of days? Let her see what it's really like. And ever since she was a little girl, Chloe's wanted to be paralyzed from the waist down. Following a biking incident, Chloe's aunt became a paraplegic, and Chloe found herself wanting to follow along her in her footsteps. At age 9, she climbed her bike and rode it off a tall wooden stage that she had set up at a local park with the sole intention of crashing and breaking her back. When do we get these people help? No, seriously. I mean, I'm so tired of hearing about we give in to everybody's wants and desires. Whatever comes between the years is something that we encourage them to do, which is nuts. It's crazy. It's not the way you should live. I mean, seriously, what are we? We've done trans species, and we've had transracial. We've had all kinds of trans stuff. And no, not just transgender. That's what everybody's using for the buzzword. So Chloe pretends to be a paraplegic when no one was around. She would even bandage wood planks to the back of her legs, limiting her motion. Now, she studied at Cambridge University. She worked at Stanford Research Institute. She's a chemist. I would keep her away from chemicals. She would scare me. I don't, you know, seriously. So, I'd love to know what some of you guys in the Facebook feed to the chat room think about this. I mean, she's not hurting anybody, right, but herself? Come on, think about it. She's really not hurting anybody but herself. As long as people don't have to go out of their way to take care of her, do something for her, what's the big whoop? Now, another story says that becoming disabled by choice and not chance, these people are referred to as transabled people. And they feel like imposters in their own bodies. Think about that. They feel like they were born with an extra limb. The one fellow here said he cut off his right arm with a very sharp power tool. He now calls himself One Hand Jason, let everyone believe it was an accident for the longest time. Now, part of a series showcasing research at the Congress of Humanities and Social Studies this week, they put forward this issue. When he cut his right arm with a very sharp power tool, a man who now calls himself One Hand Jason, let everyone believe it was an accident, but he had for months tried different means of cutting and crushing the limb that never quite felt like his own, training himself on first aid so he wouldn't bleed to death. I mean, this shows a level of sanity here, right? Even practice on animal parts that he bought from the butcher. He says, my goal was to get the job done with no hope of reconstruction or reattachment. He said, he was worried at first that he wouldn't be able to bring himself to do it, but then he found a website that helped him. I went to that website. That website's a little freaky. One of the excerpts from the website. Now, see, they try to use biblical scripture for this. These morons actually try to use the Bible to say that this is a right thing to do. They use Matthew 5:30. It says, if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish and not. This is talking about sin, you moron. If your eyeballs are causing you, you know, if all you could do is lust after women and watch porn and all that, it was telling you to pluck them out. Better you should do that than suffer with all that crap all your life. If you're stealing and beating or hurting other people with your hand, instead of you sinning, cut the hand off. But it was get yourself under control. It had nothing to do. This guy, Jason, which is not his real name, is one of thousands of amputees living with a huge secret. Right? He says that he anguished through his life because he was born with an extra hand. He considered it a birth defect. Let that sink in. And the only way to fix it, because nobody would help him. No sane doctor would help him. He had to do it on his own. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You go throw up if you want to. There are a lot of people needing help in the world. Maybe you can reach out to one of them. Hey, have a great rest of the week. God bless. Come back. Check us out tomorrow.